on the ship full of bombs.
That is where you find yourself. It is Phil Jupitus with the non-genre specific hour of stuff grabbed off of his shelves content nodule here on Ship Full of Bombs. And today it's a What's in My Box of Sevens vinyl special. We shall start with this one.
Hi, this is Janice Wiffen. A&M's first artist and co-founder has done it again. Ever the musical explorer, Herb Alpert emerges again as an innovator. This time out he's solo, but still keeps great musical company. The identifiable Alpert trumpet sound is currently all over the dial and will undoubtedly continue to support Herb's musical statements. Herb Alpert.
Yes! The rhythm, the rebel, without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhyme, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. D, the enemy, telling you to hear it. They praise the music, this time they play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show, bum rush the sound I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be partying too. Pair the power on the hour from the rebel to you.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man, I don't understand this, man. Yo, you got to slow down, man, you're losing us.
Radio, suckers never play me on the mix. They just okay me now, knowing and grown. When they clock in my zone, it's no sneaking and taking. Everything now the brother owns.
Hard!
My calling card, recording and ordered. Supporter of Chessimard, loud and proud. Kicking live, next poet supreme. Looper, troop, bazooka, the scheme.
Flavor!
A rebel in his own mind. Supporter of my rhyme, designed to scatter a line of suckers who claim I do crime. They are my time, dig it.
Hey, yo, Chuck, I think we take it short. Show this is Cole Medina, man. Come on, kick it.
Terminator X.
Hard.
My calling card, recorded and ordered. Supporter of Chessimard, loud and proud. Kicking live, next poet supreme. Looper, troop, bazooka, the scheme.
Flavor.
A rebel in his own mind. Supporter of my rhyme, designed to scatter a line of suckers who claim I do crime. They are my time, dig it.
Hey, yo, Chuck, I think we take it short. Show them this is Cole Medina, man. Come on, kick it.
Terminator X.
that's the sound of the Jezebels and Little Black Book, or it's just called Black Book, not Little Black Book. And before that, the Evolution Control Committee one of my favourite. It is one of my favourite versions of Rebel Without a Pause that is available. The Evolution Control Committee. Got introduced to by a mate, and man alive, I can't get enough of it. So this already, there's some toe tappers have been yielded by the mystery box of sevens. I'm not sure what was in it, and I am riffling my way through today on the show here on Ship Full of Bombs. This when I saw that I had this on me, oh, I chuckled. This is the sound of Riff Raff. Yeah, you heard me.
Don't wear a suit, don't wear a smile, don't wear my spikes out on the rest in my bed. The waste of building bodies on the backs of London land. A face to the photo, the beauty is there. Tears on her cheek, she's living in a nightmare. Turn the page to a brand new leaf. A resolute swagger, the time to be a thief. Go to South, wear a mask for a police to turn. Keep out the suits and gallows. Everybody in the land turned into a ship or two. Fake like a puppy dog, brain like a hedgehog. Give it 10p and I'll tell you the truth. Sell you a wonder drug elixir of you. Threw a party for my friends so they wouldn't be lonely. They wouldn't let me in, said it. I don't worry about me, cause I'm doing fine. I'm standing on my head and sitting on a gold mine. You take the nitro three times a day. Keep out of the crossfire. Good, 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 good. Get out of London.
Some bands, just, what happened to Interferon? Steamhammer Sam and Get Out of London. Just great, just fabulous, quirky pop nonsense there. I absolutely loved it. And before that, Riff Raff and Romford Girls. The toe-tapping skeleton in Big Billy Bragg's closet, featuring the girls. Underneath their clothes from C&A's, Romford Girls have bodies that amaze. Well, in the 70s they did, so that's acceptable then. As you know, feminism was only invented in, well, it keeps getting reinvented, doesn't it? I don't know. No, stop talking about feminism. So this box of 7-inch singles is just yielding such great stuff. I'm not going to have enough time to play all of it, so we're going to cut down on dem chat. These are the Wailers.
Uptown Jamaica, but we promise you a treat. up to you out there to get him back on his feet. Buster throw me over with your bogus bands, shuffle me off my feet. Even though I'll keep on running, I'll never get to Orange Street.
That's the sound of madness. The original two-tone 7-inch of The Prince, which is extraordinary because you think about if you listen to the version on One Step Beyond, it's just a lot meatier. It's just a lot, you know, the job that they did on that. Of course, you know, they seemingly improved. But I absolutely love how rough the two-tone version of The Prince, and indeed Madness, the track on the other side by Madness sound there. And before that, The Wailers and Bust Em Shut, Payaka. Which is there it is on the Impact label. That was I picked that one up actually quite recently. So this box seems to contain a mixed bag of bits and bobs. Here are two in a row that I'll wager that you've not heard together before. This we kick off. This is the I hope this is right. Is this the right? I think maybe it's the other lot. What are they called? I think they're called Lemon. I said Voodoo Trombone Quartet. I think I was in error. I think this band are called Lemon. Anyway, this is called Easy Tiger. And what I have to do is to play a 7. I have to move away from the mic. So sonically, we've got some issues here with. But you're not listening to me. It's the music. Come on, get a grip.
Easy Tiger. Ha ha ha!
marvellous stuff there. That is Lemon. It was not, as I suspected earlier, whatever they were called. It was not the Voodoo Trombone Quintet, because they're on the same label as this lot. And I said I was going to play two back-to-back, but there was an operator error. So anyway, now... I could not play this, so we'll play this and something out the back of it, extraordinary as well. Anyway, this is Whistling Jack Smith.
Thank you.
Johnny Dankworth and his orchestra there with African Waltz, and before that, Whistling Jack Smith with I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman here on Ship Full of Bombs. You see, if I move away from the microphone in silence and come back, you don't get me. And I'm back. No, you see, we avoided that unpleasantness. Indeed, we do. A great deal of fun making my way through a box of 7-inch singles that I just brought sight unseen into the studio today. And it's just, I quite like that when you've got a box of records you've not seen for years, and then you delve into it and you're just constantly reminded by your quirky purchasing choices. For instance, this one is on the Punchline label, and this you think, oh, it's the Pretenders. Strap in.
Elephant, elephant, put in empire. Yeah. Give the girls and make them cry. Sure. When the girls came out to play, she's an elephant man. Give her a good, make she top the ring again. Give her a good. Really fling well, give her it good, and she turn up in there. Give her it good, yeah. Give her it good, sure. Give her it good.
Wow.
In a new Yakara, put them in the drop of an Yakara. Under she tie under her. Ask me friend Tabara, Tabara, Bunti, and even Shabara. How we burn a fire on a Yamara.
Lay it down the
hair. Alright, pass me the grabara. Now make she walk and brakara. Half broke a dabara, me make she tagara under the hammera. One dark anybody camera. Give her it good, make she dance the ring there. Give her it good, and she love that thing there. Give her it good, so me bust that string there. Give her it good, be a me put in there. Give her it good, launch a real me fling where. Give her it good, make she turn up in there, in there. All the one go boom kumara. Oh, me shoot it up in a ship umara. Now tell me about the tumara. Zoom, like me friend tumara. Make she explode like a boomara. Ball of a shatara. The girl them say we have the city lakara. Walk them right down the clackara. Do see the watchara. Watch till your eye catch catara. Oh, I tell them it's getting fatara. When me say fatara, fatara, fatara. Me mean fatara. Be a girl a fight over bakara. We a glass tachara. To we some boy is no matchara. Wabba half tasha and natashara. Give her it good. Make she dance the ring, eh. Give her it good. That she love that thing there. Give her it good. Come me both that string there. Give her it good. Yeah, give me good in there. Give her it good. That's a real me fling where. Give her it good. Let she turn up in there. Give her it good. Yeah. Give her it good. Yeah. Give her it good.
Daddy
and us on the undercar. That's how she walk. Make an underpanda. When she see the gritty, gritty top. She meet me at record in the data. Then she rock. When me wall her in the bed. She a alarm. Then me shoot me to be in the jar. Perforation, pump full of crap. Long time me tell you, say me leave a walk now. You should know make me take a one drop.
Give her it good, make she dance her ring there. Give her it good, make she love that thing there. Give her it good, for me both that drink there. Give her it good, yeah, be me put in there. Give her it good, lingerie me fling where. Give her it good, make she turn up in there. Give her it good, yeah, give her it good.
Make them drop up on a Yagara. Anaconda and a shit a Yadara. Ask me friend Kabara, Bagara. Bunti and even Shabara. Oh, we put a fire on a Yamara.
Let
me down. Alright, walk to the Grabara. Now make she walk on Grabara. Hop rock a Dabara. Me make she Tabara. Under the Hammara. One arc anybody camera.
Give her it good. Make she dance the ring there. Give her it good. Make she love that thing there. Give her it good. For me both that string there. Give her it good. Yeah, give me put in there. Give her it good. Dance a real me fling where. Give her it good. Give her it good, yeah. Give her it good, oh. Give her it good.
We'll be right back. every turn.
My head's not empty, it's full with my brain.
KD machine.
The thoughts I'm thinking like this down the drain. And I feel like a beetle on its back.
And there's no way
for me to get up. Love will get you
like a case of anthrax. With echo, take
echo. Something I don't want to catch. Or to control what I do to my mind. Nothing in there but some shit for the blind. Only yesterday I said to myself, the things I'm doing are good for my health. And I feel like a beetle on its back.
And I don't want to talk.
And there's no way for me to get up. Love will get you like a case of anthrax.
I don't have to do this.
And that's something I don't want to catch.
The Magnificent Gang of Four on the Fast label, and that's the B-side of Damaged Goods, Love Like Anthrax. And if I'd left that running, we could have had Armor Like Rifle, which features in Jonathan Demme's remake of... Oh, the nice and good, weren't they? What the fuck was it? Film with the that Frank Sinatra made in the... Yeah, I'll remember it another time. It's not important now, really. So The Box of Sevens is what we're working our way through today. And so, yeah, and before that, you heard on the Punchline label, Don't Get Me Wrong by The Pretenders, with a bit of Elephant Man dropped over the top of it, which is a lot of fun for all of us. A lot of fun for all of us. This next record that I'm playing now, I think someone said something like there's some kind of ludicrous anniversary of this record coming out, which made me feel old. I mean, a mate told me about a wedding the other day. It was their 10th anniversary. And the wedding, seriously, if you'd asked me, oh, when was Faye's wedding? I'd have gone, oh, a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago. Time makes fools of us all, ladies and gentlemen. This is Arab Strap.
So that was the first big weekend of the summer. Starts Thursday as usual with a canteen quiz, and again no one wins a big cash prize. Later I do my sound bloke routine by approaching Gina's new boyfriend to say that he shouldn't feel there's any animosity between us, and then I even go and make peace with her. Shouldn't have bothered. Then on Friday night we went through to the Arches. There was only one car going, so someone had to get the train. We got through quite late, and we went to a pub to take the gear. There was no problems getting in, we saw others waiting in the front of the queue, so we skipped in. It was a good night, everyone was nutted, and I ended up dancing with some blonde girl. I thought she had been quite pretty until last night when Matthew informed me she had in fact been a pig. When the club finished, we wandered the streets for a while until we got to this 24-hour cafe. I didn't like look at it, so we left and got a taxi back to Morag's flat. I couldn't sleep, so I sat about drinking someone else's strawberry tonic wine and tried to keep everyone else up. 4 in the morning, we went downstairs to buy some drink. We were intending to watch a football in the afternoon, but we passed it by then, slept right through it. I waited to find that English had won 2-0. Then went to get the train home, had a few in the station bar. We had some stuff left for the previous night's supply, so we got home, we decided to go down to John's Indie Disco. Same story as Friday, lots of hugging, lots of dancing, etc, etc. We couldn't sleep again, so we went to the park to look at the tomb, taking a detour through the play park. To get in, we had to climb over a 10-foot steel fence, which resulted in severe bruising of our hands, legs and groins. But we had a good laugh on the stuff, especially the tube slide, which probably doubles up as a urinal for drunk teens. Then we walked through the woods to look at the tomb. It was a big disappointment, but the mist on the lake was cool. Sunday afternoon we got to John's with a lot of beer and time to watch The Simpsons. It was a really good episode about love always ended in tragedy, except of course for Marge and Homer. I was quite moving at the end, and to tell you the truth, my eyes were a bit damp. Then we watched these young girls in swimsuits have a water fight in the street.
Keeping us out.
We went up the pub about 10. It was busy for a Sunday night. Lots of people we know, including my first ever girlfriend. And I still find very attractive, quite frankly, but I didn't really speak to her. She's probably still a bitch anyway. My friend Gillian was there. I had a chat with her, she was still quite pleasant. At the same time, I watched Malcolm make some terrible attempt to try and chat up a girl with him called Joe. He made some remark about a skirt that was barely there the previous night or something. I couldn't sleep again that night. Thanks to some seriously disturbing nightmares. Matthew said I should cut down on the cheese.
Waiting for the weekend and it lasted forever. High with my friends, it's officially summer. Waiting for the weekend and it lasted forever. High with my friends, it's officially summer. Waiting for the weekend and it lasted forever. High with my friends, it's officially summer.
Monday afternoon. It was a beautiful day. Later that evening, Malcolm introduced me to Fair American. 179 a litre, 8.2%. Judith and Lauren came round later, and we sat in my back garden and drank. Then Matthew came round and we went out of town. It's officially summer.
High with our friends, it's officially summer.
On the ship full of bombs.
That is the Lars, of course, and the original 7-inch on-go discs of Way Out. I'm doing it again. I'm doing that leaning thing. I don't like it. Don't like it, Mum. It's a band. I saw loads because obviously I worked for their record label, and so they were top notch. It was a real giggle, kind of going to see them because they were. I can say they were mad as a brush. They had their problems, that band, but. You know, lots of bands have problems. You know, look at the Stone Roses. That's very well documented. But Man Alive, it says, if you want to know about a band that should have been enormous that wasn't because of the kind of, just the mixture of the personnel and that single genius at the core who's a little bit off kilter, Lee Mavers. I don't like you using the word genius too much, but Mavers was a genius, but he was a twisted one and a broken doll at the same time. What a lovely man, though. And he sits at home in Liverpool now and he does a lot of crosswords. He does love a crossword, and I believe he's all over a Sudoku as well. Anyway, I was digging through the box, finding all these little nuggets for you. This is particularly scratchy, but I quite like scratchy vinyl. This is Lonnie Donegan.
Well, John Henry told his little woman, gonna cook my supper soon. I got 90 miles of track, I'm going to line. Gonna line them by the light of the moon. Lord, Lord, gonna line them by the light of the moon. John Henry was a steel driver, he was the best in the land. And he died with his hammer in his hand. I'll just tell you all about it now. Well, John Henry told his captain, now a man ain't nothing but a man. But before I let your steam drill beat me down, gonna die with that hammer in my hand. Lord, Lord, gonna die with that hammer in my hand. How John Henry told his captain, but a man ain't nothing but a man. But before I let your steel drill beat me down, gonna die with that hammer in my hand. Lord, Lord, gonna die with that hammer in my hand. Had your Henry had a little woman, and the dress that she wore was red. Well, she started over track, Lord, she never looked back. I'm going where John Henry lies dead. Lord, Lord, going where John Henry lies dead. Ah, John Henry went down to Washington, and he buried him in the sand. And the people from the east, Lord, the people from the west, gave she such a steam driving man. Yeah, Lord, gave she such a steam driving man. Why, there's some say he's from England, yeah, there's some say he's from France. We don't know he's nothing but a Louisiana man. It's leader of the steam driving gang. Lord, Lord, that's leader of the steam driving gang.
She packed my bag last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. But I think it's gonna be a long, long time. To touch down brings me round. Thank you. 5 days a week, a rock and
Kate Bush there, of course, a cover of Elton John's Rocket Man, and which was done, I don't, it was done for some reason or other. I don't entirely know what it was, but it was some charity album, benefit album, I don't know. I found it in a bargain basement bin somewhere in a record shop, and picked that up, and I like it. I like the kind of that Gaelic-y feel at the end, Irish reggae. And another song I like, that sort of Irish reggae thing, is that that Sinead O'Connor "I Will" track. That "I'm gonna put my pink dress on," like that too. I know a tour manager; he's a lovely man. So I am ploughing my way through the. I've got less than 10 minutes now. I've got to try and bang a few belters in. We'll play two back to back now. Two of my favourite two of my favourite UK lady singers coming for you now, Lena Lovitch and Lulu. Wow, they should form a band. Listen to that, Lena Lovitch and Lulu. Good grief, that sounds like something in the Beano.
I'm gonna shut the ass up. Tell me what to say. I choose my own side and I like it that way. I don't worry about all the things I'm done. There's only one thing I want, I ain't got. You know that I'm thinking about you, baby. But you better know.
Stick your MP3s up your ass. That is the sound of Lulu on 7-inch vinyl and The Boat That I Wrote. And I bought the sheet music to that the other day, funnily enough. Yeah. It's a toe tapper. Love it. And before that, Lena Lovitch on the Stiff label and Say When. Thanks very much. This has been the surprise box of 7-inch singles special here on Phil Jupiter's non-genre specific hour of stuff. He grabs off his shelves. Content nodule. It's not even a show. Let's go out on 2 minutes. So this is the best 2 minutes of your day. This is the Wanna Dies. Download us again real soon, kids. Keep them tapping.
Yeah. Mondays, no fun. Tuesdays, a waste. Wednesdays, I go out. Oh, nothing.